Here underneath the world famous bridge where all the tens of thousands of Haitians used to camp out under, Fanchon is here with me. And Fanchon, one of the crazy things that happened, I cannot wait to share with you guys, is this. We actually saw a child get rescued today, and we were there whenever they brought her in.
Yeah, she came in, she was in tears. She was broken. You could tell she was traumatized. And so often we hear Pastor Troy talk at church about how spontaneous these rescues can be. And I had a chance to see it firsthand play out. And we had a chance to hug on this young lady, to reassure her that she's safe, that she now is going to have a family, and that she will have hope. And this young lady, Pastor Troy, when you asked if you could hug her, she said yes. And she almost just fell into your arms.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She wants to be safe so bad.
She wants to be safe.
She wants to be safe so bad. And you know what, guys? We saw that process begin today. Jesus rescued another little girl, a 14-year-old little girl, a beautiful, beautiful little girl. Guys, please remember to pray for her. Be in big time prayer for her. Pray for her. And I want to see her healed all the way through and set free in every way a girl can be. So guys, thank you so much for praying for us. Thank you for standing with us. And if you want to see this live in action and see the testimonies, come and join us at Open Door Church this coming Sunday at 9 o'clock or 11:30. I will see you there.
Don't miss it.
Amen. What a testimony. Welcome, my friends. Blessings and peace on you. I am Shay Wilbur. Obviously not Pastor Troy. We are sitting in for him today, holding it down while he is out doing some fun things, and we'll get to that in a second. But I am so blessed and honored to be here with you, all of our ODX family, all of our Pulse, our dedicated Pulse viewers. And we love having you. We love this time each week to just come and hang and talk about things that the Lord is doing and share incredible testimonies like the one that you just saw from our recent trip to Acuna. That was actually last week. And just being there and being able to be in the room when a girl had just been rescued was a moment I will never forget. And yeah, this little girl, Joanna, that was the little girl he was just talking about. And wow, I mean, I'm so excited for the life that she does not even know she is in for, and how God is going to transform her life and her story and all of those things. And that's why we're here. That's why we do this. Pastor Troy says, I write books, I preach so that I can rescue kids. And we are all a part of that. And all of you who support us are a part of that as well. So we thank you for joining us. Holding it down today in the room. I'm really excited. We've got a full room today. I'm hoping that these headphones don't fall off because I've got this top knot thing going on and I feel like it's going to knock my headphones off. So if they just slide off, just ignore it. Pretend like it didn't happen. But we have Pastor Ryan in the house tonight from Student Ministries. We are so excited to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
I guess it's not today.
A lot of my
today.
Favorite people in the same room.
Yes.
This is great.
And I mean, we were really excited just to have the opportunity to bring you on. We've got a lot to talk about today having to do with this next generation. And, you know, so much of what you do is pour into that next generation. So I'm excited to hear really your perspective because you pour into Gen Z, right?
Yes.
I'm technically millennial. Are you millennial?
I'm millennial.
You're millennial too. Yeah. So it's interesting for me to hear how Gen Z is processing all this that's going on and the election, and it's crazy.
Yeah. Don't turn the channel mm-hmm. and stay tuned. And yeah, so for millennials, that's age 28 to 43.
Yeah.
And we're the why is it happening? And once we understand the why, we can solve it. Gen Z has a little different take on it. So yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk through and hear from like you on the front lines of Gen Z. That's funny. It makes me sound old or feel old saying that. But I'm excited. I feel like you're here for a reason today. And I'm excited to also hear what God has been speaking to you. So thanks for joining us. We're excited to have you. Miss Rebecca.
Yes, Miss Shay.
So good to see you. I love your jacket.
Thank you.
I keep complimenting you, but it's very cute.
So, yeah. And also Pastor Candace had one similar in Washington, D.C. Yeah. Like, I just bought one identical. So we're all in the same spirit. There's something happening.
We are in fashion and in the spirit. It's all connected. Yeah. God can work through all of those things.
Yes,
right?
We're all in the same spirit. Everybody mm-hmm. that is joining us right now, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for partnering with us. Thank you for taking the time to hear what the Lord has to say in this hour. Like Pastor Troy just started his new sermon series, I Hear Voices. So as you tune in today, we want to ask everybody to comment, share. When you do that, you're not only just clicking buttons, you are being a media missionary. So don't forget to do that because you are making a difference where you're at, wherever you're going, on your phone, on your laptop, on your iPad. We are making a difference and we have the keys to the kingdom through everything that is going on right now.
Yeah. And I believe that people who are watching this are watching for a reason. People who are listening, Amen. You're listening for a reason. God has put you here for such a time as this. It's not an accident. Mm-hmm. And maybe God has something really special to speak to you today. And I pray Amen. That he does. And, you know, we pray before the show, like, God, use us, guide this conversation, let it be what you would have it be. So
I love it. I love what he's doing. And it's just, we're going from glory to glory.
Glory to glory, right, Amen. Zach?
Hey, glory to glory. Hey, what's good? I appreciate it. I like being told, you know, glory to glory. If you want to bring me up, that's a good intro. Now, everybody that's watching, we thank you so much. We got Robin from Arizona. We got Rosanna from Indiana. We got Rhonda from Joshua, Texas, which is Pastor Troy's stomping grounds. We got Sharon from Central Florida. I really hope the hurricane didn't hurt you too bad out there and you're staying safe. We got Brian from Ontario. We have Sue and Tina from big old Burleson. And we got Reese from California, Aaron Ash from Cleburne, and we got Kuranda from Uganda. Hopefully I said that right. That. And then we also have KG, who doesn't know which generation she is, but hopefully she knows where she's at as far as what location she's in. But yes. Speaking of not knowing where they are, where is Ben Brewer?
Oh my God.
The sound.
All right, sound. Guys, I'm so happy to introduce a new segment that we're going to be doing for you guys, where we're going to show you a picture of Ben Brewer on the screen, and you, the audience, have to guess what location he is in. So right, let's see where he's at. Oh, okay. Where's he at right here?
I don't know.
That's not the one. That's not the main one.
That's the one.
This is the one. We gave you a little sneak peek of another one. Yeah. But this is the one. So we're okay. Go ahead and comment in the chat where you think Ben is, and we'll confirm if you are correct. And
do we know the answer?
We know he was where Alex Jones was. Let's look at the Alex Jones photo and maybe you can see some similarity. Oh, look at that. Alex Jones from InfoWars.
Alex Jones, he
speaks a lot of truth, but also has dropped the ball a couple times. But at the same time,
he was a true speaker. Glenn Rose in that picture.
That's Glenn Rose.
And he was part of the January 6th. He spoke a lot of truth about that as well. Okay. He exposed a lot of the evil stuff that was going on there. He predicted 9/11. Predicted Bin Laden was going to be the scapegoat for it. Prior to it all happening. So he's a journalist. He exposed Bohemian Grove, which is where like the elite go to worship Moloch and sacrifice children. So he got that on video.
Okay, I need to do some to people.
Yeah, you gotta get, yeah, like, you,
clearly
we're trying to get him on the show because him and Pastor Troy, and he speaks a lot for the kingdom. He loves the idea of rescuing kids, and he loves the idea of us being in a free society, mm-hmm. you know? And so I respect it. I respect his voice for truth. And
well, that's what we do, the rescuing kids thing. So I love that that's big on his heart as well.
Let's see. Is anybody guessing? That's a fake dino, LOL.
That was a fake dino. Do we have any guesses as to where Ben was?
We see a lot of Uganda here. We see a lot of Africa.
Paulina said, obviously, he's at Fossil Rim.
Oh, okay,
Alex Jones was, but I'm pretty sure that giraffe behind Ben was real.
People think it's fake, so that's what they're saying. That
somebody said the giraffe was real.
Yeah, Monica Bradley says Uganda. Krista Daniel says Austin. Robin Day says San Diego.
I like how Pablo on ODX said that Ben is at the bacon section of the supermarket. That's right.
I can't.
Bishop Ben Bacon.
That is amazing. All right. Well, that's a fun segment. We'll see if Pastor Troy nixes it or how he feels about it. He's going to be like, I'm never leaving you guys alone to your own devices again. It's too much, too much. But speaking of that, he's been kind of all over the place lately.
Yeah, we have been keeping up with Pastor Troy. So if you don't know where he's at, he is in North Carolina, and he was with a bunch of his friends and our friends too, Brian Bolt, Darren Stott, Alan Sid Roth show. And he is honestly, from what he went live today with Pastor Shorts too, they had an amazing time.
They look like they're having too much fun.
At Pastor Shorts like and Pastor Troy's hair. So get ready because we have some new episodes. I know there's a lot of new content coming. Yeah. So if you have not partnered with us, you can go to odx.tv and you become a stage 2 or stage 3. So you could have everything that Pastor Troy's going, where he's going, where he's live, and all the new content. I know that Eric Steckelback is something that he went on live. Right, correct, Jay, last night?
Oh, yes.
But we don't have it uploaded, but we have Sid Roth on there.
Yes, Sid Roth is on there. Yeah, Eric Steckelbeck, he was on last night. However, we haven't been given access correct. Yet to that episode. So once we have access, that'll be on ODX as well. But ODX, it's just a great place like all things happening in this house. And Troy, again, he is like all over the place. He'll do this show and that show.
Correct.
And we just put them all on ODX. So if you guys want to see his appearances, you can go on there. And Sid Roth, I believe that was in the recently uploaded right on ODX right now. So if you missed that yesterday, go back and catch it.
I just want to say Debbie awesome. Smith said this has been so fun, and we had a record-breaking 100 comments in the first 7 minutes of the show. So
really?
I think the segment was a
they
hit.
Like wow. it.
Just saying.
Okay.
All right, Debbie. All right.
Pastor Ryan loves that.
That's
He's
amazing.
Geeked up about it. So thank you everybody for
San
participating
Diego
in
Zoo.
That.
Yeah,
San Diego Zoo.
It's great.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Man, so yeah. I mean, yeah, so Pastor Troy has been all over the place. We're excited mm-hmm. to have him back. He's actually flying back today.
Yes.
And so he'll be here for Sunday. Maybe he'll make an appearance tonight. We'll see. It depends on when he gets back. But Pastor Leanna is preaching tonight.
Yes.
I am so excited about it. She's going to be preaching at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. tonight at Open Door Church. Of course, you can watch us online if you only join us online and not in person. But it's going to be amazing. She is so fire.
Like, I love her.
Her and the anointing of God mm-hmm. through her is so special and so
sweet.
Unique. Mm-hmm. And man... both her and Pastor Troy speak in sound bites, like just totally different sound bites, you know, but they just like both, man.
She's just, funny too.
She is.
They always say Pastor Troy's funny. I'm like, Pastor Leanna got jokes though too.
Yeah, she does. She does. I'm so excited about that. So, all right, well, let's get into some of the headlines because off the top, Zach, you brought it up, this article that honestly, I was pretty shocked to hear when you read it. So why don't you share, and let's dive into this because I'm especially interested to hear what Pastor Ryan has to say about this.
Yeah, so the headline was actually on Encounter Today, which is Alan DiDio's website, where it said 41 million Christians are unlikely to vote in this upcoming election.
Wow.
So a recent study from George Barna at Arizona Christian University reveals that 41 million Christians might not vote in the upcoming election, which could and will help the radical left. His words, not mine. Len Munsell, the president of ACU, warns that Christians could influence many races but are choosing to stay out of it. And he points out that they want their churches to help them think about politics from a biblical perspective. And then they were, so what's the reason behind it? They asked them why they aren't voting, and 68% said that they aren't interested in politics. 57% said they dislike both presidential candidates, which I've heard that a few times. 52% feel their vote doesn't matter, and 48% are worried that it's going to be a rigged election. And then so Pastor Jack Hibbs from Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, reiterated that in his own remarks that we are citizens of heaven, we are to act like heaven, and we are to represent heaven. We are to speak about the things that concern heaven. Does that mean we have to be excited about the choices before us? Absolutely not. But as God's people, we should all want a president that will save more babies than Kamala Harris.
Well, that's true.
And that's very true. And I want to share more about this article, but I wanted to pause there and kind of mention the fact that when the DNC had their national convention, they had abortion buses there.
That is so demonic.
It is.
I really, when I saw that headline, I remember seeing that headline and being like, is that real? Like, you know, I thought it was one of those things where like the headline makes it sound more like salacious than it actually is. Then you click on it. It's like, oh, well, it's not real. Like, no, that was happening.
They were like out there with a clipboard recruiting. Mm.
That's so sick.
Yeah. They had, Lord. So I read the, like the results, and 25 babies actually lost their life
really?
That weekend. Yeah. At that event. And what really bothers me is the fact that there is voices in Hollywood and mainstream celebrities, Steph Curry, who says he's a Christian. We have Steve Kerr. We have Bryan Cranston, the Breaking Bad actor.
Yeah.
We have Taylor Swift, all voicing their support for Kamala Harris based on the fact that she is in support of abortion and women's rights to get an abortion, right? So that's the main thing that's on the ticket. So basically what that is telling us as the body of Christ, that life is on the ballot.
Yeah,
that's how serious it is in this time that we're living in. And I don't want to like blow past this. Like we as the body of Christ, we have to love and support moms who get pregnant out of wedlock. And we don't need to shun them from our churches. We need to bring them
100%.
In and welcome them in and show them God's love and mercy and forgiveness and grace for something like this. But we need to be a resource for them. And we're not saying this to condemn people that get an abortion. We're condemning the fact that this is what they're campaigning on.
Wow.
Is the fact that that they're trying to push the fact that life and death is basically on the ballot right now. And that's where it's at right now.
Pastor Ryan, I'm curious in your experience, you know, with dealing with the younger generation. I feel old even saying that, but is this something that has come up in a lot of your conversations with them? Like, is this something that they are interested in and how so?
Yeah. So I think this would, just hearing this and hearing Zach share on this, I think this is very much a 2024 thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Psalm 24:1. It's one of the first decisions that you have to make, especially this year. Yeah. Is everything on planet Earth the Lord's or is it not?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and those who dwell in it. Mm-hmm. So what that tells me is that as soon as I have an opportunity to live that out and say, no, even this opportunity that I have to vote, that belongs to the Lord.
Wow. Yeah.
And so one of the things to answer your question, as far as on the teenage side, we've been like, a lot of them have been coming to me and say, hey, this person was supposed to make this decision, and instead they just didn't make a decision. What is that? And what that actually is the word called abdication.
Yeah.
And abdication, the definition of it, came whenever kings would have their throne, they would have their place to make decisions, to rule, and they would step down. The throne wouldn't be taken from them. They literally stepped down from their position of influence and they abdicated their throne. So we do this anytime we have a choice that comes to us. God gives us the opportunity to choose it, and we say, no, I'm just not going to do it. What that tells me is that there are a lot of believers who are supposed to be ruling and reigning with Jesus and being able to practice that, yeah, where they won't have that opportunity in heaven. They have that opportunity in earth. So it's like whenever I go, I'm going to vote, and I'm going to choose not just in the election, but every choice I make.
Yeah.
I'm going to rule and reign with him. So what I hear that is there's a massive, there's an outbreak of abdication from people who are stepping down from the position that God gave them. That's what I hear.
And that's
what the students are going to hear too. The students are going to hear you had the responsibility to choose and you didn't do it.
Wow. Mm. That's so real. And let me say this to kind of piggyback of what you said. Jack Hibbs actually said, every opportunity that God gives us, we are to use it in advancement of his kingdom. And voting is the easiest. We fire no bullets, we pull out no swords, and there aren't tanks in the street. We just simply get out and vote. And then he concluded that God has used both righteous leaders and unrighteous leaders all throughout the Bible to accomplish his good purposes. And he's not trying to say that Donald Trump can save this country, because there's no politician, including Trump, that can save the soul of this nation. You're the only one. The answer is not in the state house. It's not going to be in the White House. It's going to be in your own house. It's got to be in the house of God. And if your response is, well, I don't vote, you need to repent.
Yeah. Pastor Leanna, yesterday we were filming her for a new series for her book, and she quoted a song that Pastor Troy had written. And the line in it was, to choose not to choose is to choose. And it's so true in this case. It's like by choosing to not make a choice, you are making a choice. And it's not a good one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really do have such a responsibility to use our voice. And listen, we're not voting for the next, you know, Messiah. We have our Messiah. We have our Savior. Mm-hmm. People are people. No one is perfect. But I do believe, looking at the ballot and looking at the values, when you look at the value of life, we're talking about abortion here. Who supports life more? Like, it's very clear, you know, standing with Kamala, what you are supporting. I mean, supporting abortion buses outside of your conventions. That's to me, that it feels like, it reminds me of like child sacrifice, like back in like Bible
and
times.
And sex,
like
a modern, change for minors.
Yeah.
You know, that's on the ballot.
A modern take from that. Yeah. I know Tim Walz signed some like crazy stuff into some crazy bills that he was in support of that had to do with that, and taxpayer dollars going towards that, and funding people's operations and things like that. So it's just, you got to know the importance of, we have to know, it's our responsibility to know the importance of what is on the ballot. And what does the Bible say about this? What are the biblical principles, and how are we supposed to act?
Yeah. And we're voting policy, not personality.
Yes.
We're voting for a president, not a pastor. And we're voting for global peace, not endless wars. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're kind of at right now, based on what we've seen over the last 4 years. We have a thing to compare. Too. That's like a blessing. We have how was your life in 2016 to 2020 versus how's your life now? How's your pocketbook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious, Pastor Ryan, what else, when it comes to this election, are like the teens like asking you questions about it? Are they interested, or are they, does it sound like they're getting a lot of pressure? Like, what's kind of the tone when it comes to, you know, I would say that's probably on a lot of their, you know, in a lot of their conversations in school and things like that. Like, how is that trickling to you, and how are you able to speak into those students?
Yeah. So what I can speak for ours, you know, I can speak for the ones here at Open Door and the ones here in Tarrant and Johnson County that we have. I think a lot of them are seekers of truth, and they're shifting into this where they're becoming a lover of the truth. Mm-hmm. And you and I both know, whether you're seeking the truth or loving it, those are two different things. So they're asking questions like, okay, is this person just a front man?
Mm-hmm.
Who's behind this?
Yes.
And teenagers right now can identify if the person making the decision is the one actually making the decision or not.
Wow.
Interesting.
And so as they look at this, their questions are, okay, I know what that person's saying, but are they being told to say that?
Right.
And this is a generation that is very interested in being genuine. Mm-hmm. And this is why I give everybody warnings here at Open Door. Don't try to sneak anything past these guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's not worth your time. they're going to be able to sniff it out, mm-hmm. and they know what's real and yeah. know what's not. And the more they get to know Jesus, they become a lot less tolerant.
Yeah.
Of when you're trying to pull one.
Because your
them.
Spirit senses those things too. You know, I feel like your spirit can sense, and you're, whether you realize it or not, like you're drawn to authenticity. And so, there's a lot on the ballot. There's a lot on the line, and it's crazy that it's just like a month away right now. Right. Yeah. It's like a little over a month away.
So here at Open Door and the ministries we have, what we've invited the students into, and this is, you know, there's a lot of them that would vote. If they were old enough and they could, and whenever I share tonight and Sunday about there's that many people that don't want to vote, they do. There's a lot of them that do want to.
Yeah. Wow.
And so when they hear things like this, you know, they become incredibly interested, but they're also asking, how did we get here? Mm-hmm. What led us to this? There's a lot of them that are starting to ask those type questions of, yeah. you know, they don't believe in the accident thing either. So.
Yeah. Lots of questions.
I'm very partial to them though. They're great learners. The one thing we've invited them into also is Colossians 1:17 says that he was before all things and in him all things hold together.
Yeah.
So we've been inviting them like, hey, this is something, if you're concerned about this, even though you can't vote, you need to pray.
Yeah.
And they're learning that anything that Jesus isn't holding tends to fall apart. Mm. That's why if Jesus is holding it, it'll stay together. Amen. If the marriage is falling apart, it's not in Jesus' hands. Because in him, all things hold together. Mm. If the business is failing, Jesus isn't holding it. And it's really tough whenever you get presented with that. It's like, it could be this, and this. It's like, I understand there's some causation here, but your causation doesn't trump what he's already said.
That's yeah.
Wow. I like that a lot.
So they're looking at it. So we're going issue by issue. And it's like the border. Is the border falling apart? Okay, yes. Who's holding it? Mm. Mm-hmm. Is abortion law falling apart? Okay, well, who's holding it? Mm. Is the economy falling apart? Who's holding it? His economy does not fall apart. Amen. His borders, kingdom borders, do not fall apart. And so we've really made a prayerful effort to make it as simple as possible. Yeah. Because whenever they get in debates with their friends, it needs to be simple and it needs to be powerful.
Because their friends are talking about it and we need to be equipping them. And I'm so glad that we have pastors like you and leaders like you for our younger generation that can help equip our kids, because we don't want them blindly going into schools and trying to have these conversations. Like, no, be educated, you know what you're talking about, know the reality, because what they're getting fed from TikTok is not accurate many times. And unfortunately, it's crazy. I mean, I think we've talked about it before on the show that like literally Iran funds TikTok influencers to put out their own propaganda. Like, that's how important TikTok is, whether we want to admit it or not. That's what this next generation, it's sad, is looking to. You know, it's not really like the news. It's not, you know, and we've got our own opinions about the news even there. But it's so important to be equipping the next generation with the tools so that they can talk about this stuff with their friends. And, you know, you mentioned the borders, and it reminded me of that article that we saw this morning that feds admit that child sex trafficking reports have tripled under Harris and Biden's administration. And that's because of the border issues. Pastor Troy was saying that there's over 300,000 migrant children missing. Those are the ones that we know about. And this has been under this administration because of the weak borders. And I mean, that is a shocking, I mean, that's a lot of kids. And again, that's the ones that we know about. And it's like, man, these are serious issues, like lives. I mean, the lives of the unborn when it comes to abortion, lives of these kids that are missing and who knows where they're going, you know? And it's like, man, we have to care. We have to care. We have to use our voice. We have to get involved. And I just pray that like that article that you read, Zach, that like somehow goes viral and just like lights a fire under people to like stand up. Cause that is unacceptable for that many believers to just be stagnant and not vote and not get involved.
Right. Because when a believer in God doesn't vote, it's a vote for the other side, because the whole other side is worldly, and they're, and I don't want to be like, you know, crass, but they're brainwashed. And I was too, before I came to Christ. I was deceived with the notion that abortion was an option, and it was okay. And it was, you know, I received it. It was gross, but it worked, you know, and that's where a lot of people are before they come to Christ, is they have that veil over their eyes. So that means that they're probably going to be voting not a biblical worldview, but a worldly worldview. And that's where you start to fall into the line with what the culture is doing and promoting and propagating in front of you to vote for. And you can see in the media, everybody's, you know, wants Kamala to win on the media. Everybody wanted Biden to win, all the corporations, all these things, because that's who's in their pockets. And that's who probably blackmails them with the stuff that they have on them.
Oh, okay. That's something to dive into behind the veil.
But I wanted to go ahead and also kind of highlight the fact that you said that news report, 325,000 migrant children missing, and that the feds reported that the sex trafficking reports are tripled. So that's just ones that are reported. Imagine all the ones that are under the table that nobody knows about that aren't being, you know, reported. It's probably in the millions, which is so sad. And that's why this fight and what we do here is so important. And it's probably the best ministry to be a part of, because we're the ones actually going out and trying to do things that the government's not doing.
Yeah, I just love how we are literally, I haven't heard any churches that go out there and rescue and be the rescuer. You know, you don't hear, I mean, these are big numbers. Our church is doing our part. You could do your part. And like you said, get in the fight. You can get in the fight today. You could join us and let's take a stand by going to odx.tv, or you can call us at 877-413-0888. I'm reminded of Galatians 6:2. People should do willingly bear the burdens of others, and includes praying for them, serving them, and giving them, and being quick to forgive. And this is what we're doing as a church. This is what we're doing as a community. And I love how we've already rescued more than 11,000. I know this is just something that Pastor Troy always talks about, but I know it's been more
now than it's more than that.
Oh, I know it is. And how and what a blessing is it that we as Open Door, Burleson, Texas, Pastor Troy, Spark Worldwide, TBM, we could stand against those numbers that you just said. That breaks my heart just seeing that number right there. But you and I right now, by you joining us, you are making a difference. Yeah. So again, if you are saying, how can we partner? Why don't you call us at 877-413-0888, or you can mail us at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas 76097, and partner with us. Let's be the rescuers. Let's make a difference. This is a way you are able to be a media missionary. You don't have to go all the way to Mexico. You don't have to go out of the state. By you joining us, partnering with us, watching us online, not only watching us, but sharing, you are being a media missionary.
Yeah,
I love it.
Awesome. It is so cool that people, you know, like you said, people see the trips and probably want to go on them. And that's amazing. Like if you're able to, but whether you go or whether you send the blessing is still for you. Like you're sowing into this. You are a part of the blessing that God has for this ministry, for what they do. So it's exciting to be a part of it. So let me see. It's 1:30. I'm wondering if we should go behind the veil, because I want to dive into Pastor Ryan. What's been on your heart when it comes to 5785? I know that like God's been speaking to all of us in this new year, and I'm excited to hear your perspective on that. So before we go behind the veil, let's just get some quick announcements out of the way. We have our New Beginnings Conference and registration is open for that. So we want to invite you and encourage you to sign up to come and be a part of our New Beginnings Conference, the breath of God. It's going to be incredible. Rebecca, you and Zach are planning a whole ODX get together the first night.
Yes, on Wednesday.
It's going to be really fun. And if you thought Where Is Ben was fun, you're going to love the ODX gathering.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's going to be an incredible, incredible conference. And I know God's going to give a fresh word for Pastor Troy. And it's just also going to be a really cool time. I mean, it's going to be my first ODX gathering.
You're
so
going to love
really
it.
Fun to meet people in person. It was fun last week getting to see Reese, because Reese was here in town from California. So that was cool getting to meet part of our ODX family. But I'm excited to meet everyone else who's hopefully going to come in town for that. What else do we have? Oh, we have the I Stand With Israel event November 15th. Mm-hmm. Which is going to be awesome, with my father-in-law, Paul Wilbur, Pastor Troy, Chuck Pierce, my brother-in-law, Nathan, who was on the show yesterday, and myself and Rebecca. You guys are going to be joining us, the worship team here. And it's really going to be an incredible night of education, motivation, and activation to be a voice for Israel. Amen. And it's free. So come on, put it on your calendars. November 15th, it's a Friday night. Come on out. It's going to be awesome and a great time of worship led by my father-in-law, Paul. It's going to be really, really
special. That's after the election too. That's going to be.
Is it going to be like a celebration party or like, we better get in prayer some more? We'll see. TBD on that one.
We do have, Sherry's going to leave a link for people to get registered to vote if they haven't been already registered in the chat. So if you guys want to check that out, she'll drop that link for you. And yeah, please vote. Please pray and vote and lean on the Lord, you know, when it comes to who you're going to be voting for.
Yes.
And that's the biggest thing we can ask. We're not telling you who to vote for, but we're asking you to ask the Lord who to vote for.
All right. Are you ready to go behind the veil?
Awesome. Yeah, let's go behind the veil. For everyone who's watching us on Facebook and YouTube, thank you for joining us. And now will be a great time to join us as a partner on stage two or stage three of ODX.TV and continue this conversation because it's going to be a good one. Until next time, we'll see you there. And for all of our ODX fam, we'll see you in about 2 seconds.